In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, it's really a pleasure and honor to be here today at this beautiful church of St. Stanislaus. Today's gospel takes us back 3 weeks ago in the time. These words of Jesus, which are recounted, were spoken during Holy Week. St. John presents them as part of Christ's final sermon on Holy Thursday. We see the apostles in their imperfection, not yet understanding Jesus' words, this famous little while longer, announcing his resurrection and their future joy at seeing the risen Christ. By now, the Lord is already preparing his disciples for his departure, for I am going to the Father. What will our Lord leave us after his departure? This blessed Cardinal Schuster, former Archbishop of Milan, Italy, emphasizes this period after Christ's resurrection, in which he reveals himself to the faithful, is precisely the history of the militant church. The unbelieving world has not seen him since the evening of Holy Thursday, but we, on the other hand, see him every day in the Eucharist. We converse with him. However, at this point, it seems essential to recall today's epistle. Faith without work is dead. The teaching of the Apostle St. Peter sheds light on the beautiful text of today's collect. O God, who shows the light of your truth to those who wander, so that they may return to the path of justice, grant that all who profess to be Christians may reject what is contrary to this name and embrace what is in accordance with it. Vague, indefinite desire to observe the commandments is not enough. It is not enough to be a believer without fulfilling the obligations of our faith. We profess to be Christians, and rightly so. But what does it mean? What does it entail to profess to be Christians? Who is a Christian? And of course, the answer is contained right within the question. There can be no mistake. Christians, therefore, is one who looks to Christ, one who has and keeps Christ in mind, one who makes Christ the reference point for one's thoughts, actions, choices, one's life. To reject what is contrary to his name, to embrace what is in accordance with it. It's what we read in today's collect. St. John, in his first letter, tells us also, whoever claims to abide in Christ must behave as he behaved. And we have also the beautiful epistle of St. Peter today. There is something that must be rejected, cast aside. It is sin. It is the spirit of the world. A few lines after today's gospel, St. John reports Jesus' words to us. Father, keep them in the truth. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. The Christian is in the world, but is not of the world. He does not belong to the world in the sense that while but living in the world, he does not live according to the spirit, according to the world's thinking, according to the world's desires, according to its cravings and its lust. The Christian guards himself against corruption that is in the world, does not allow himself to be affected or influenced by it. Many people, too many people, turn away from Jesus and thus from a truly Christian life simply because they do not want to renounce or die to the world. They are afraid of the necessary sacrifice. We must remind ourselves that time is very short. It is a temporary sacrifice for an eternal reward. We must learn that We must learn not to fear self-denial, sacrifice, and dying to ourselves. And perhaps the best way to do this is to remember how temporary every suffering is. And rightly, our Lord Himself gives us an example. The pain of childbirth, no matter how painful, is always temporary. The joy that follows makes us forget the previous pains, and even makes us desire to go through them again and again, to ever increase our joys in eternity. Dear friends, today's collect prayer asks us, therefore, for something extraordinary. Lord, make me a Christian. Make me ever more Christian. I want to be a Christian and to truly be one, not merely profess to be so. Help me, O Lord, to do this, so that I may share in the joy that comes only from you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.